What do you get when you mix dirty cops with illegal massage parlors? Well, you don't get a lot. This strange story comes from Texas, where about 2 years ago, the Louisville Police Department began an undercover investigation into prostitution.
We can all say it. We're big kids here.
We're adults.
Prostitution.
That's and we've all seen the movies. Mm-hmm. We've all seen the shows. You know how these things work. For someone to be charged in a prostitution case at a rub and tug, there has to be an agreement for sexual conduct in exchange for cash. Mm-hmm. Once that has been spoken, then you can arrest somebody. And the investigators did one hell of a job. 32 criminal charges, 28 different suspects, $250,000 in cash seized from these businesses, as well as two vehicles. And it appears, this may not shock you, that there was no shortage of volunteer cops willing to go undercover.
A lot of times, yeah, that does happen a lot of times.
I don't know if they still call them vice or not, but that's certainly vice.
I used to watch that great show, The Wire, and one of the cops went undercover, like, to bust prostitution. And he went
at a rub and tug
well,
on the streets.
But it was at a rub and tug. He was in a house, and the woman wound up, like, they kept saying to him, like, McNulty, you had better not have sex with this woman. But it got to the point where he was having sex with her, and they walked in, you know, because he's like, look, I'm undercover.
Freeze.
What do you want me to do? I'm undercover here. And she was like, you know, putting it on him, and they walk in and raid the place. Well, but he's like mid.
Yeah.
He's in it. Yeah.
Well, here's a question for you. I mean, you're undercover. It's a rub and tug.
Yeah.
How many tugs do you get before it counts?
Like? Three.
That's not accurate. I hate to even bring this up with our attorney.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like
it's uncouth.
Yeah, but I do think you need to get the axe somewhat started before you can charge them. So
I disagree. I don't think that's the case. And what happened here in Texas last week, everything fell apart. All charges dismissed because, much like you two perverts, these cops couldn't keep their dongs to themselves. And they were rubbing tugged all over Texas.
You got to make them do a little something, don't you? I mean,
13 cops. 13 cops.
Times three. Times three. My number is three. It's 39. That's 39 tugs. That's 39 tugs. One tug over the line, and that's it. 40 tugs is too many. This is 39 tugs.
I'm going to say something. It might be over the line. Warning for people.
Yeah. Titillation Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But yeah.
You can't finish.
No.
But I think you got to get a few tugs deep.
You
got to
start.
Really,
you got to start. You
know, no. It's the agreement for services and cash. That's it. So, once these guys were like, yeah, go ahead. 13 dirty cops.
Well, I'm ignorant. I didn't get into law school, so
no.
I'm ignorant of the law. But
I kind of want to change your name on my phone to Three Tugs.
There's old Three Tugs call. First number that
better pick it up on the first ring.
And you know what's weird? I thought the same number.
Three.
I did. I thought three tugs. Anything over that.
It's over the line.
Maybe that's nasty.
Like, well, maybe it's like that old saying, where is it? Shake it three times.
Nasty.
Is that where we came up with that?
Yeah.
I don't know where the first number I thought of.
Yeah.
Give them three. The fourth is too many.
Too many.
That's too much. Of course, if they're speedy, it's hard to stop them after 30.
Oh, whoa.
You're on freeze. You're under arrest.
You got to start yelling on one or two.
Yeah.
Depends on the speed.